Hi, this is Amy.
And this is Emily. And today, AADL talks to John Metzger. John is a third-generation owner of Ann Arbor's historic Metzger's Restaurant, founded in 1928 on Washington Street, and now currently located at 305 North Zeeb Road. Hi, John. Could you tell us about the start of your family's business?
Yeah, my grandfather and grandmother came over in the early 20s, around 1922, from Germany. They came over on a ship, and they landed in New York at Ellis Island, and then they ended up in Ann Arbor. Ted Heisel's grandfather, Samuel Heisel, sponsored my grandfather over. He was a baker in Ann Arbor, and he had a little bakery called the Home Bakery right on the corner of Liberty and 4th Avenue. And my grandfather worked there for a year. And then after that, he worked at the Michigan Union for several years as a baker, a pastry chef and baker. He really enjoyed that. And one of the persons that worked for him was Benny Oosterbaum, who was a Michigan coach much later. So it was, he washed pots and pans for my grandfather at the Michigan Union. And then a business came up on the corner of West Washington and Ashley, which was called Flautz's Restaurant. And the Flautz's moved back to Germany, so they wanted to lease their restaurant. And my grandfather and his partner heard about this. And actually, Christian Kuhn worked for the Flautz's. And my grandfather and Christian Kuhn took over that business, took over the lease, and leased it and changed the name to the Corner German American Restaurant. And that's where they actually started. And they were there till 1936.
It's interesting. You mentioned that the Heisel family sponsored your family. And I know that the Webers had a connection with you as well. It seems like the German community was a really strong one and a very supportive one. But can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. Herman Weber, he was only like maybe 20 years older in that area. And he worked for my grandfather when he opened the restaurant on West Washington. He worked there from like 1934 to 36. And he lived with my grandparents upstairs above the restaurant. And he helped move the restaurant from West Washington to East Washington. And they moved the restaurant overnight, so they never missed a day. They closed at like in the evening, and then Herman Weber and my grandparents and staff moved everything up the street to East Washington. And Herman worked for my grandparents for several years, and then he started his own restaurant in 1937. And he started a little place, I think a little hamburger gas station on Platte Road, Platte and Washtenaw, in 1937, and that's where Herman Weber started.
Was there rivalries over the years, or?
Not with the Webers. No, we were
always
friends.
Supportive.
I'm still friends with Kenny Weber.
That's great.
Been a friend for a long, long time. Yeah, we kind of knew each other. Yeah, we went to the same church, and we had kids at the same time, so we kind of, you know,
that's
we
great.
Know each other that way, and I still keep in touch with them. Yeah.
So take us through the restaurant's history. So you said that moved from West Washington to East Washington.
Yes.
And then what was its next step?
The next step, the Flautz's moved back to Ann Arbor, and then they wanted their restaurant back, so they had to get out of that location. So they kind of lost their lease, and my grandfather and my grandmother didn't know exactly what they were going to do, but a building came available on East Washington at 203 East Washington. And so they purchased that building for $8,000, and they moved up there. And my grandfather, you know, he worked very hard. He paid that debt off in less than a year, which was kind of unheard of. He was, yeah. So we moved up the street, and things started getting better. You know, 1936, 37, 38, business started to, you know, improve a lot. So they went through the depression and in the late 20s and 30s.
And Prohibition.
And Prohibition, too. Yeah, that was a big deal,
too. You got to tell us about the story about your grandfather's cider.
Oh, right. That was at the old location on West Washington before, during Prohibition. And my grandfather served cider at the restaurant, and it went hard. It turned into hard cider, which he says he didn't realize that. But
You're not sure?
I'm not positive. No, I don't want to say anything, but he got in pretty big trouble for that, for serving hard cider, you know, during Prohibition. And he had to pay a $100 fine and $1 a month for 5 years.
That's a lot.
Back in the 20s, that was a lot of money.
Yeah.
But they made it through. And
so when did your father take over the business?
He started working there, you know, when he was like 10, 11 years old, you know, as a child. And they lived upstairs. So they, you know, my grandparents were down working. They worked breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week. They worked very hard. And my father and his brother, you know, they helped at the restaurant, washing dishes or bussing tables. That's basically how he started. And then he, during the war, my dad went to serve in the Navy for a couple of years. And then he came back and pretty much worked full time with my grandfather and grandparents and family.
And then you, you became a, was it a partner in 75? Did I read that right?
1978.
Yeah. 78, okay.
I started working there too when I was in school, you know, sure. 10, 11, 12 years old, washing glasses and bussing tables.
Yeah.
And when I went.
What was that like at being a kid in a family business?
Oh, I loved it. You know, I looked forward to going there to work. Yeah, I was, you know, I grew up in the restaurant business. My dad took me to work with him, you know, sometimes in the morning if my mom had things to do, and I'd love going there and helping out. Sometimes I'd peel potatoes or, you know, we opened it. When I was growing up, the restaurant opened only, we served dinner only from 4 until midnight.
Oh, okay.
So
wow.
There's a lot of prep work to do during the day. And so, yeah, and I've spent a lot of time there. I enjoyed it. You know, as a kid, you know, it was something cool to do. And sometimes I brought my friends down and they were, you know, they loved, you know, watching what's going on in the restaurant in the back of the house.
Oh, I bet. Did you give them free meals?
Or? Oh, yeah. Hamburgers and French fries we'd go back and make.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Did you have a favorite task to be given when you were a child working in the restaurant?
I like working behind the bar washing glasses when I was real young, like 12 years old. But then my dad wanted me to learn everything, so I washed dishes. I was a busboy. And then when I got a little older, my dad said, you got to work in the kitchen a little bit as well. So I did that for a couple of years to learn that. And then, you know, my dad, he wanted to slow down a little bit and travel with my mom. They like to go to Germany because my mom has a lot of family over there, eight sisters and a couple brothers. So they like traveling a lot. So when I graduated from high school, I worked full time and I went to college a couple of years at U of M. And my dad needed me at the restaurant, so I kind of took over.
Was there ever a period of time you thought, maybe I'll do something that isn't the restaurant business?
That's kind of what I was thinking. I play the trumpet, and I really wanted to be in the Michigan Marching Band, so that's kind of why I wanted to go to U of M. So that was kind of my dream, and I did that for 2 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh,
I took a lot of music courses, and yeah, but...
But the restaurant called you back.
Kind of, yeah. My dad needed me, and, you know, I love the restaurant business, and I love the people, and so I thought, well, I guess this is for me.
Do you still have your trumpet?
Oh, yeah. I still play, yeah.
Oh, excellent. Great.
Almost every day, yeah. I've been playing the Ann Arbor Concert Band and a couple other groups, yeah.
Oh, neat.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know
community
that.
Bands, yep.
Yeah, we're going to work with them as well on this project.
So oh, nice. Oh, good.
Before you go, I want to talk a little bit more about when you took over the restaurant, but before we do that, you're just so we've got the whole Metzger family history down here, your grandfather's brother, Fritz, he opened up a restaurant too. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, his brother Fritz and another brother Gottfried, the three of them came over at the same time, the three brothers. And my grandfather was a baker. They're all bakers, actually. Fritz, he owned the old German, Fritz Metzger, but he started in Ypsilanti, actually, and had a restaurant there. And then he had some problems with business in Ypsilanti, and then he moved to Ann Arbor and opened a restaurant on Huron Street for a while, and then in 1946 he bought the old German from Gottlieb Schumacher, who owned the old German at that time. That's where the old German and Metzger's kind of.
So was Fritz's restaurant called the old German?
Yep.
Yeah. So that's so that. And that
well, not originally. He bought the old German in 1946, which was already the old German.
Okay.
He had another couple restaurants, and one in Ipsy, and then he moved to Ann Arbor on Huron Street.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it had a different name, but called something like, you know, German Cafe or something. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. That's a lot of history.
Yeah.
Restaurants.
And then Gottfried Metzger, he had the bakery, which was right across the street from Metzger's Kitty Corner, on the corner of 4th Ave and East Washington, Kitty Corner from the old Metzger. And we bought all our baked goods from the bread and pastries and cakes. And
he
retired in 1972. So he was there from the 40s until the 70s. And it's called the Deluxe Bakery.
Okay.
Yeah,
I think we have some photos of that,
right,
too.
Yeah,
okay.
He was a great, great guy.
Speaking of names, what names did the Metzger's family restaurant have over the years?
It started as a the Corner German American restaurant. That's what they called it right after the Flautzes moved out. And then my grandfather and his partner, when they moved up the street, they changed the name to Metzger's German Restaurant. Yep. And during the war, kind of dropped the German for a while because there was a lot of problems during that time.
Yeah.
A lot of rumors going around about our family, which was really tough on my family, my grandparents and my father. It's tough times.
Can you talk about that a little bit? What what they did? I know there was a open letter. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, they just rumors were going around, and you know, around town at the barber shops, you know how they talk, and there were rumors were going around that my grandfather had a secret line to Berlin above the restaurant, and a lot of German gentlemen would come in every day after work and come and hang out at a big round table and talk and drink a beer before they went home. And you know, some people just started talking. They said, well, they didn't know exactly what was going on there, and so they just started making rumors that went around town, and it got pretty bad. Business fell off a lot during that time in the early 40s. And then my grandfather wrote a letter to the Ann Arbor News, an open letter, and saying, I'm an American citizen, my family, my sons go to school here, where my wife and myself are American citizens. We went through that. And after that letter was published in the Ann Arbor News, which a friend of his was a reporter up there, the rumors began to stop, and a lot of letters started coming into my grandparents and, you know, apologizing for spreading some of the rumors, which was really nice. So
wow, that is amazing.
And after that, business started to come back again. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, so he needed to write that letter, but
that's
that was good. He shamed the community for doing that.
It was a very tough time for them, yeah.
Did it ever linger? Like, are there vestiges of that, or did it die down completely?
It pretty much died down pretty quickly
good.
After that. My grandfather was honest, and people believed him. He was a very honest businessman and very nice, you know.
I'm sorry.
Community did a lot of things for the community, you know.
Yeah.
When 1936, I think, the bell tower was being built at U of M, and he donated quite a bit of money for that. His name is on a plaque of all the people that helped build the bell tower, so that's kind of a cool piece of history.
Yeah, I didn't know that. That's great.
Yeah.
Can you talk a little bit about the years when you were there and in charge, and take us through the period from that to the restaurant on Zeeb Road?
Okay. In 1984, actually, Harry's Army Surplus was still at their location right on the corner. And we purchased a building in 1984. And Harry's Army Surplus was there for, I think, until 1989 when they moved out.
Okay.
They moved out and went up to campus. And that's when we decided to expand. And we added a nice bar next door, and we expanded right on the corner. It was nice exposure. And it was time to remodel. We needed to update the kitchen and we needed we get a lot of big groups that come in, so we had a little party room in the back, which was really nice, and we completely remodeled the whole restaurant, which was kind of a big deal. We, it was a lot to do. It stressed out my dad a little bit, but
that's a beautiful historic building there too. And
yeah, it was a historical historical society had to approve everything we did, and we got an award for remodeling it in the old way without disturbing the historical character of the building.
How is that? negotiating all of those.
It was kind of a rough time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it worked out well, and it went well until our parking structure across the street closed, which was a big deal for us because we needed that parking. Especially, we have a lot of older customers, and that's where people parked. And it got really hard when they closed that, and then they tore it down, and they didn't really realize if they're going to open it up again. Hmm. So it took almost 3 years till it opened, which was a very rough time again for us.
Business fell down,
and we had to do something. And a big corporation came to us and wanted to buy our building and the business. The name was Wallabies. I'm not even sure if they're still around. Wallabies. It was a chain restaurant, and they purchased our building and business. But I didn't really want to close up for good. I wouldn't know what to do. I was still a little young, 40-something. And so we closed the restaurant in 1999, and then I pursued reopening somewhere, but I didn't know exactly where, and it took a little bit longer than I wanted. It took almost 2 years till we reopened and found a location out on Zeeb Road.
But your customer base stuck with you. You've got very long-running customers.
Yeah, we were a little worried about, moving from downtown because we've been there so long, 70-some years, and the move was very stressful, and we didn't know, if our customers were going to follow or come back because it was 2 years being closed. And when we did reopen, which took 2 years and a lot of stress, and my sister Heidi helped out a lot. She took a late leave of absence for a couple of years from her job to help me reopen this place. And I also had a partner to help me, Joe Neely. He was a local guy. He's been living in Ann Arbor his whole life. And he was a good friend of mine all the way back to high school. And he helped open up. So it was myself, Joe Neely, and my sister Heidi that got the restaurant open again on Zeeb Road. And so
That's great. We
opened up, and we were worried. A lot of our employees came back, which was really nice.
Wow.
Had a lot of them, loyal employees from way back. They supported me, and I called them all back, and I was, a little worried. So we had a good core staff, which was really nice. And so when we opened up in June 6th in 2001, and we had lines out the door for several weeks.
People were so
moving. I was so happy, and it kept going on. We've been busy almost ever since.
And you haven't had any parking problems.
No parking problems. our bridge closed for 9 months.
Yeah, that's right.
That was a little rough, but we got through that. We had construction specials, and people still came.
Can you talk about your regular customers, folks you see year after year?
Yeah, that's what's really nice about the business, but I loved it. The people that come in, and we have a lot of regular customers, and there's so many. We have people that come every day. We have a customer at the bar that comes every single day, sometimes twice a day.
What a compliment.
Yeah, I know. And we have a lot of older customers that come regularly every week or sometimes twice a week. And it feels really homey
in there. You have cuckoo clocks galore, and Steins, can you talk a little bit about the decor and who collects all of that?
Over the years, my grandparents, they went to Germany a few times. My parents went every other year, and every time they went, they brought something back, beer stein or a cuckoo clock or some cool things they found there, some plaques. And so that was really nice. And when we closed downtown, we had an auction and sold a lot of things. And when we reopened, a lot of the stuff started coming back. People that bought the stuff they said, since you're reopening, we're going to bring this back to you. And
that was amazing.
It was very moving too. Yeah. I couldn't believe it. The beer steins came back and some big plaques and a lot of cool things. So it took a while till the restaurant looked homey again. Our downtown location was really, old and had a lot of character. And this one, when we first opened, it was a little bit bare, but now we have so many beer steins, we don't even have room for everything anymore. And so it's nice. It was nice, yeah.
This is going to sound strange, but I think we would love to hear. Could you just run through a typical day in your job? What does it look like from when you get up to when you close?
Well, I get there right now. My hours have been changed a little bit since my sister's been helping out more. She retired, and she's helping a little bit more, so I can take a little more time off. So I go in there every day, every morning, 7 days a week at 8 or 8:30, and I, you know, make sure everything's running smoothly. I do some of the beer and wine and liquor orders, which I love doing, and get things ready to open up. And if things are running smoothly, so sometimes I'll leave, and sometimes, you know, and then I'll work a shift too. You know, I work Friday, I'll work a double shift from, you know, 8 in the morning until 7 or 8 at night sometimes.
Wow.
And Saturdays and Sundays I work a little bit more. But, yeah, I deal with a lot of employee issues, which sometimes gets kind of hard. But, yeah.
Yeah.
But
as any manager would.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
I like, you know, the people. You know, there are a lot of people that come in, and they like to see the owners there. They like to see Heidi and myself there, so we try and be there as much as we can. And it's nice to have Heidi back. And when my brothers and sisters, they all work there. Susan worked there when she was in college, and Heidi and Fred. And we all worked there in high school and college, which is really nice. So family business. So.
Yeah.
And my parents, you know, after they retired, they came in almost every day, especially when they got a little older. It was harder for them to cook all the time, but they came in almost every day.
What was that like for you? Did you feel watched, or were you glad to serve?
I felt
them?
Watched sometimes. Yeah. Yeah. My dad, you know, he had his opinions, but, you know.
It's yeah. My business now, Dad.
It made him nervous sometimes to sit there and watch what's going on, because, you know, he'd always, you know, sit there at the bar and have his dinner, and he'd say, "Did you take care of those people?" You know, he said, "Make sure somebody gets over there." And he's noticed everything.
Yeah, it was in his blood. Right?
Yeah, it was. And when we worked together, when, you know, which was a little difficult sometimes, you know, working with your family all the time, especially, you know, when I lived at home and worked with everybody, and my brothers and sisters were always there. My mom and dad were all working together, and sometimes it was a little, you know,
close.
Trying sometimes. Yeah. But when I was turned 18, I lived above the restaurant as well for a couple of years. So
wow.
It was nice.
You're committed.
Yeah.
You're really committed.
No, I loved the business, yeah.
What about your chef? Can you tell us a little bit about?
Well, right now our chef is Ryan Dunkelberger, who's the fourth generation, and so hopefully he'll stick around, and I think he wants to take over the business when I choose to retire. And so my kids are doing other things. My son works in Washington, D.C., and my daughter is in the medical field. She works at St. Joe. They all worked at the restaurant as well, but yeah, they're doing other things right now. So Ryan, my sister's son, he loves working in the kitchen. He's worked out front a little bit, but he likes it in the back a little bit better. He's really a good, great chef. He does a lot of great things with fish and chicken, and plus all our German things, which the recipes came back from Germany years and years ago, which he's kept the same, which is important.
Let's talk about the food. Do
okay.
you have a favorite?
My favorite is a Sauerbraten, which is one of our house specialties from way, way back. It's a family recipe. It's a marinated beef with a sour cream sauce. And it's really good with the spätzle, which is a homemade noodle, and red cabbage or potato pancakes. Those are my favorites, yeah.
That's what I get when I go.
Yeah.
Every time. Yep.
Yep. And we have a lot of other specials, like rouladen. There's another specialty you can't get anywhere. It's a rolled beef, and it's stuffed with bacon, pickle, onions, and it's in a tomato beef sauce, which is cooked several hours, so it's really tender. Yep. And we have a lot of different fish specials, salmon and fresh whitefish, and lake perch is one of our favorite fishes for our customers, yeah.
That's
it's
usually
fresh.
What I get.
It comes in fresh several times a week, all our fish does, so it's not all German. We have prime rib, and we have steaks and chops, so it's not all German food.
Yep.
Which some people think it's all German, you know, but there's a lot of variety.
So, correct me, you said that your chef is a fourth generation, it's your sister's son?
Yep, not Heidi, but Susan, my other sister, yep.
That's remarkable that you've managed to keep the business and the family for this long and already can see what the next steps are.
Yeah,
that is.
You know, it'd be nice to have him take over, you know, I'd like to keep it going. We're trying to, I want to be there until the 100th anniversary, which is five more years, so.
It's coming right up.
It's
yeah.
coming
you
up.
Plans
it,
already?
It goes fast, yeah.
Yeah, what are your plans?
For the 100th anniversary? Well, we'll probably do some, I want to have another Oktoberfest that year. We used to have Oktoberfest every year from like 2002 until 2014, but it just got too big. And the hotel that's behind the restaurant moved in several years ago, and that's where we parked all the cars, because we had hundreds and hundreds of cars, and it just got too big for us to handle. But and the 100th anniversary, we're going to figure something out
to have
a big
big
party somewhere.
You'll have a lot of people who want to celebrate with
you. Yeah, so you know, we'll probably have a band, and you know, we'll probably do something special. Yeah, we try to every 5 years. So this is our 95th for our, you know, like for our, ever since I think it was about the 60th anniversary, we did on that day 60% off, and then 65%, then 70, and now we're at 95%. So
100% off would be really fun.
Yeah. They still pay for their drinks, and then
there you go.
Customers really are really nice on that. That we don't really advertise it; we just kind of do it, and then people show up, and but the word gets around.
That's great.
I'm not going to tell you what day it's going to be this year, but it's in December. That's when our actual anniversary is, December 8th, 1928.
Oh, that's funny, because that's my mother's birthday, and we always go to Metzger's on my mother's birthday.
Oh, nice.
So we'll come. Or try to, right around there, anyway.
Oh, good. Well, that's probably when we're going to have the big shindig.
Oh, wow. So what are you most proud of?
I'm most proud of my family that supported me all these years, and my grandparents that kept the place going, and my father that kept it going. When my grandfather retired in 1959, my dad wasn't sure he wanted to go in the business, and my grandfather said, just do it for a year or two, just do that. But he did it for, you know, another 30 years, and we're still here today. And so, and my family has helped out, you know, my kids and my grandkids. They're there now too. They're not really working. They come in and help me in the morning. They're like 7 and 8 and 9.
Aww.
So they like coming in, and it's a blessing to have them. And maybe someday they'll work there too. It won't be that much longer, really, when they can work.
Yeah, start washing glasses, right?
Yeah. And our customers, is such a blessing to have such great customers that have been loyal to the restaurant for so long. And otherwise, we wouldn't be here without our loyal customers. It's unbelievable, you know.
Yeah, you're lucky. Congratulations.
I know. Thank you.
AADL Talks To is a production of the Ann Arbor District Library.
AADL Talks To is a production of the Ann Arbor District Library.